Disruptor.
You're watching or listening to We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. We are We the People, the People's Patriot Project.
You have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we are the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be a part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. Here's the We P3 team bringing you today's best heroes hits in the boots on the ground organizations that are saving lives. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Left, your left, hey! Left, right, your left.
You got it!
Shocker!
Hello, hello, and good evening. This is Andrea Eichmann here with the People's Patriot Project, and I'm here to welcome you to another night of Patriot Playtime with our weekly show that we call We Got Your 6 at 6. And then Patriot Playtime. We also turn this into a podcast at the end of the day that you can find at Heroes Media Group. They are the platform that puts it out everywhere else for us. So thank you for joining us. Every week we bring you a guest. A lot of times we bring you a brand new musician that we've just met. We try to share all the good and sometimes not so good things that are happening in our world. Tonight we are brought to you by Semperfy Design. That is Christopher and Heather Nobles. And we would like to also mention Bobby and Peggy Kretzinger with Operation Texas Strong. My gosh, strong they are. We'll talk about that later. It is January 29th, 2023. We have some really cool guests tonight. We have Brandy Pett here tonight, who I just was telling her, I've been seeing her on Facebook a lot for a long time. She's here with us tonight to share her experience and her mission in this crazy world we live in. And then we're also excited to share music. It's our new friend, Andrew Wooten. Funny story, I typed in Andrea Wooten, and there's Andrea Wooten out there too. It's not musical if it's me. So thanks for being here tonight, you guys. Before we get started, we're going to ask that you take off your hats, stand if you can, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Wow! I never, ever, ever want to sound like I paused too long, nor do I want to run too fast. So I try to let you guys keep up with me on that pledge. That's good. Practice that tomorrow morning, too, every Monday in school.
Holy cow, Monday. Look at all the people we've got on here tonight, not just the panel, but also the people that are on here from reaching across the country. We got Derek Iozio with Catch 22, our amazing behind-the-scenes support. Tammy Schroeder is always here. Jeremy Daniels. Bobby Kretzinger's in here. Derek Monk has one of those Facebook users. Mr. Fleek, are you getting ready to go do your podcast with TSP? I can't remember it. I'm having Scuttlebutt, TSP Scuttlebutt. And then it looks like Sean Shelter is here. Wes from Guns and Hoses. And we've got a lot of Facebook users. Now, I don't have the show notes up because I'm actually having some technical difficulties right now, and I'm trying to get Andrew's songs loaded, and I'm having some problems. No, that's not your problem, Andrew. That's my problem.
no.
I'm going to be working on this while you guys are conducting. That's is something we do down, I don't know where.
What? Do you think we can handle it, Peterson? This is a big step for Mr. Peterson. He's going to give Jonathan and I control of the talk. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, there we go.
I do want to do a special shout out for Wes from Guns N' Hoses. He is the, correct me if I get it wrong, he's the chaplain for the firefighters and the O's maybe in Lino Lakes area. I just want to get that right, Wes. And I've asked him to invite some of them or any of them with us on our little fishing trip. So it's awesome that you're here tonight, Wes. Oh, and here's a little secret too. He is, oh my gosh, we were probably four. We might have met before kindergarten. So yeah, I've known him a long time. I went through seventh grade living in the same town. Wow. Yeah, with Wes. And then we met in college again. I was in
Wes,
college. We played.
You and Moses were walking around.
Wow! Because I'm like 2 days older than Peterson, he's got a fire shot. My goodness! Anyway, thank you, Sean, for being here. So if your names don't show up for us, they're just showing up as Facebook users. Some of you, so we appreciate your names on there. And then you know what? Peterson doesn't have a sheet. I will go as we're introducing guests. I will go in and grab that link if you want to. Go out and go into StreamYard and let them connect with Facebook, then they'll show your name on the platform. So that will be very cool. Brandy Pett. We have Brandy Pett and we have Andrew Wooten. Brandy, I was saying I don't know a lot about you, but I have watched you on Facebook and I feel like you, I think you mentioned you have your own podcast as well. Is that right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. I do my own podcast. I am the podcast host of the Yes, I Am the Veteran podcast. And we've had some pretty interesting adventures through the podcast. We were able to get a suicide bomber survivor tattooed by an ink master in October on Halloween. And he donated the tattoo. It was pretty amazing. Our Marine brother, Chris Blinston, he's an ink master. He tattooed her. She wanted a memorial tattoo for the five brothers she lost that day. That she lost her leg, and we were able to do that at no cost to her. She didn't pay a dime, which I thought was pretty amazing.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. So is your podcast a new adventure every week? Is it a regular podcast or is it sporadic? Where do we find that?
Yep.
Oh, there we go. Oh,
again. Sorry, you guys are coming in and out. I apologize. I live in the med center, and unfortunately, sometimes you have surges and it's a bit hard connection wise. That's actually why I go live from a tattoo shop now. And actually, we're doing a very interesting cross podcast next month for Black History Month. We are partnering with Grunstyle as well as Discovery Education and some trailblazers in Black military history. And they are going to be doing an amazing one of a kind podcast with us. And we are going to be on live on their set.
Nice.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Well, I live in San Antonio, so I tend to have wilder adventures. And actually, what was funny is that veteran that we helped, we decided to make Chris Blinston a knife because there's a Reforge program. Have you guys ever heard of the Reforge.org or Reforge program?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a knife making class. It's a $5,000 class. I think they've had about three veterans on Forged in Fire and from the Kaler Forge in maybe the last year. And so we had both gone through this class and Maggie went through it, and they have everything that's handicap accessible for veterans that have like prosthetics or they're in wheelchairs or just like for me, like I have to sit because I have so many issues with my back. But when I met her, she actually deboned her own leg in the forge. So she actually made like her knife handle was her own like leg that she had kept like because she said she was Jewish. So they let her keep her leg because it's actually religious at that point. And she kept it in her freezer for a year. Yeah.
What on earth?
Yeah, I think that the actual pot is still in a tattoo shop in San Antonio somewhere with the Jesus. I don't quote me on that, though. But that's the rumor.
My goodness.
But we found out that we used like three tiny slices of her shin bone because she kept it. Like after she was done, she had a whole lot of it left and it looked like a prop leg. Like you wouldn't think like, hey, that's your actual leg, right? Like no, you would think that's like a Halloween decoration. And it wasn't. It was her actual leg in her kitchen. And I was like, okay, we got to do something with this. So I was like, okay, well, let's make some knives. And our forge rule is you have to make two knives to leave with one, right? So we had to leave with one for the Ink Master, but we needed to, you know, make two knives to do that. So I made her an extra knife so that way she wasn't making two, because it's hard to forge disabled. But it's really amazing, but it's still a lot to take out of you because it's a lot of physical work. But we actually found out when we used the, like, I guess the slices of bone, that guess how much that knife was worth when it was done? We inlaid it in purple heartwood burl, which is from Africa.
Oh, my word.
I would have no idea how to.
What if I say $4,000?
So it's $10,000 to $30,000.
Holy cow.
That was the value of the knife. That is. And just so you know, mammoth ivory, it's like a set of scales for handles, which it is legal because, right, how many mammoths are running around? It's $500 a set of scales. So it's like human bone is 10 times more valuable if you look at it by like those numbers than mammoth ivory. So if someone ever tells you you're worthless, it's not true.
So. You can give your bone. No, I'm kidding. Right.
But yeah, Chris listened, he said that was the best tip he'd ever had, but he actually did a tattoo from elbow to the top of her shoulder in about 2 hours. It was pretty amazing.
Oh my goodness, that's so awesome. Cool.
I'm trying to remember who it was. We just had a...
it was Earl. It was last week, just last
Earl
week.
Earl Granville, yeah.
Yeah. He asked if he could keep his leg when they took his leg, and they told him no, but he was saying it would be the coolest thing on earth to have.
Yeah, that's what, she did research, right? Like, she didn't lose it, like, when the blast originally happened. Like, it was like they tried to, like, salvage it, and eventually she lost it. So she had time to, like, think on it.
A leg. Oh my goodness, that's just crazy that.
Yeah, she researched
it. There's some really cool knives out there, but that is amazing.
Yeah, that was the thing. She just researched it. Like, her spouse had basically told her, well, you know, if you're Jewish, you actually have to keep it because it's part of your religion. So that's why when she said that they couldn't tell her anything. Because usually they do get rid of it. You're right. But yeah. No, she has pictures crazy. With it.
That's awesome, actually, but it's mm-hmm. crazy.
That's really cool. Oh my goodness. Wow. So how long have you had a tattoo shop? Now you're back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's like every like so many like seconds, like, and then it's like for a few seconds and then I come back. So I apologize. Yeah.
That's right. So I just asked how long have you owned the tattoo shop?
Oh, well, I don't own the tattoo shop, actually. Oh. I just know the owner, and he actually has a lot that he has to say about, like, his experiences with people with PTSD, and I advocate for different organizations because I feel like post-traumatic stress really is important to discuss, and not nearly enough people understand it. So I like to write articles about it. I've had a lot of people that help with post-traumatic stress come on my show. I like to just help where I can. So the podcast I've had about 2 years. Nice. It was something I created after I ran for Miss Veteran America. I wanted to continue my advocacy and help veterans wherever I could. So it kind of
I wonder if we could time that and it would just happen every so many minute and a half. I saw that on her info as well, Miss Veteran 2020, I think.
Yep, I was. Yep, I was the Hot Mom of the Year award winner in 2020. I refused to cover my scars because my daughter had been severely bitten in the face by another child at daycare, and he ripped her skin open, and it left like a demented happy face on her cheek, and she fixated on it. And I could not find any pictures of women that were scarred visibly, not skin conditions, but were visibly scarred to be an example to her. And so I did a lot of soul searching because I had a triple limb salvage and necrotizing fasciitis.
Oopsies. Well.
Oh, the audio is down.
Oh, shoot. Now it's gone. Okay. Maybe we should do this. Brandy, we can't hear you again. Jonathan, are you ready? Should we hop into the news?
Yeah, I got a couple minutes we can pass by.
That's awesome. Jonathan, just on his own, I love it. If you're ready, I'm going to just double check that I don't have anything that doesn't overlap. What do we got going on this week?
Not everybody's going to care, but I thought it was pretty cool. They announced this week that Chris Stapleton was going to be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. So I'm happy about that. I love some Chris Stapleton. Also, on a different note, the VA is making efforts to raise awareness for an extremely underused veteran benefit. According to VA officials, only 20% of eligible veterans who died last year were buried in a VA-managed or VA-supported cemetery. It's a benefit that costs the veteran families $0, and fewer than half of the veterans who qualify for a burial allowance or headstone allowance used that opportunity last year. So a lot of this was news to me. The VA manages 155 cemeteries across the nation and funds 121 state, territorial, tribal veteran cemeteries. Qualifying veterans include any veteran that was discharged under any condition other than dishonorable. The spouses or surviving spouses of eligible veterans will also qualify, as well as dependent children. So urge veterans to consider going to the VA and applying for the burial benefits eligibility. And you can also learn a little bit more about that at the VA website.
Actually, I think that's probably really cool. That is going to be good. Good for those who can get there and take advantage of that. That's awesome.
I didn't know much about it, but I thought it was a lot of great information there.
Yeah. What's that, Brandy?
Oh, I apologize. I mean, just having that readily available for spouses. And I know that that's something that I have issue with, is that not a lot of people, like outside of the active duty service member or the service member themselves, like they are acutely aware of it, but their family not necessarily always is. So a lot of times when people pass, especially if it's unexpectedly, their family, they don't know how to go about getting those benefits. So a lot of times, you know, either they don't know, they don't claim, or they can easily be given misinformation, unfortunately.
And we did have a, we try not to take sides, but we've definitely heard both sides of the fence with relationships and the VA. And so a Facebook user just said, to be fair, not everyone wants a military headstone and not all veterans trust or like the VA. Just something to consider. And that's 100% on that one. Even by state, outside of Minnesota, I thought, oh gosh, here's some other states that are amazing. But then you hear from other people. I mean, Texas is a huge state, but there's different stories in Texas as well. So you gotta find your path. It is also on Wednesday, the first day of Black History Month. And I just shared that because, and I forget the name of that movie, Tuscaloosa Airmen. Is that what it, I can't remember the name of it, but oh, that one was amazing. The all Black airmen unit and how they were treated. Tuskegee. Yeah, we go. There we go. Yeah, that movie, touching. And I don't know if I can share it in school, but my gosh, I feel like everyone in every school should see that. Kids just, they need to know. And then we have coming up on February 3rd. One of these is, it's a story that, it's for Chaplain's Day, and it's a day set aside to honor the four U.S. Army chaplains who gave their lives to save others when their ship sank, and they just did everything in their power to save everybody they could. I had it on last year's calendar, and I can't find it today, but the whole story, it's amazing. Check that out. If you want some grit in your life, this is all about other people. So that is a good one too. So anything else, Jonathan, on your news end?
No, that's all I had.
Tuskegee. Thank you, Jeremy. Tuscaloosa. I live in Minnesota. I apologize for that. I got the wrong city.
Red Tails. That was a great film.
Yeah, good stories. So, Andrew.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight? Andrew Wooten, we met, I believe, Heather and Chris.
Absolutely.
Put us together at one point.
Yeah, met them up in Hollins, North Carolina, a few weeks back.
Andrew, what's your fourth favorite song that you do?
My fourth favorite song? I've never been asked that specific question before.
Well, I can't get Aries loaded up, and I don't know what. It's giving me a little bit of a problem, so that's why I'm asking.
Man, you can play off the East of Jupiter EP. That would be great. Or you can play Pond Tripping if you can't get the East of Jupiter stuff up. I can email Andrea the MP3s if that'll help her.
I don't know. It's not a huge deal. I mean, I just, like I said, Aries is giving me a little bit of a problem, and I don't, you're blowing up the South, brother. There are a lot. You're busy. You're moving everywhere. You have an amazing social media campaign, only in the fact that I don't know if it's you doing it or if you're someone's helping you doing it, but you're getting your stuff out there, and a lot of people are talking about you.
Yeah, hopefully it's all good things they're talking about. Yeah, some days, I mean, I'm very thankful, and I'm very appreciative of what's going on, and never intended any of this stuff to be what it is today. But yeah, it's been fun, been busy. I think this is my first weekend off in like 3 or 4 months. Like it's nice to have the weekend off this weekend, but we've been traveling, been growing. It's been mainly me pushing my stuff. I do have a manager that helps out, but I'm the horse behind all the wagons, or pulling the wagons, should I say.
Then you're a Clydesdale if you're a horse, because you're getting the work done, man.
Yeah. It's been, I've met people along the way, and I got some connections and all that too. You know, it's networking's involved, and you know, not being an a-hole to people's involved, and just writing. I think the music I write is very different than on, especially in the area where I'm at. It's very different. You know, people call it country music. I'm very resistant to that, because I don't believe I play country music. I just think I play my own kind of thing. And I think I just have a country accent, which is what I've told before. But, you know, I think the music, a lot of people, the words I write, a lot of people don't like to talk about in that kind of way. And then when they listen to the music, they can indulge in those feelings and indulge in that kind of deep emotional mindset. Be able to talk about things you don't normally talk about, which I believe helps out a lot, especially when it comes to veterans, like we talked about a few weeks ago. Just being able to talk about your feelings and, you know, not being so calloused and hard-shelled, and knowing that you're not alone. And that's what I kind of, you know, try to write about.
Excuse me.
I get off on the rabbit hole, man, so sorry.
It's the greatest part of getting to know our guests and realizing, then the rest of the world understand that veterans and first responders, A, are real people, B, they're dealing with real life stuff, and they've done this with the added, I mean, I don't call it a yoke, but, you know, some people's service is a yoke, and some people's service has held them back in a sense. And I don't think that's the case. And that's the picture we want to share with everyone. Not every veteran's broken. Not every veteran is dealing with social emotional disorders and PTSD and this and that. And, you know, has this dark in the closet, hidden agenda or life that, I mean, that's the other piece that we need to get out of other people's minds. Just, we see the depressing pictures of veterans and first responders dealing with stuff. And then we see the bright, shiny golden badge moments where, you know, they're getting pinned and they're all heroes. Well, not all veterans are heroes either, and not all first responders are heroes. We're all common Joes, and we're all just kind of making a difference in the world. And it's good to hear the real life experiences of our veterans, and we appreciate you and what you've done. And you're out making music now for others to hear and experience and be part of.
Absolutely.
So we have, or I have, East of Jupiter. I'll get that out phonetically correct here at one point. And Goodbye Carolina. Which one would you like to run off with to begin with?
We could do East of Jupiter, but that's 6 minutes long, by the way. So I don't want to take up all your time.
We got none but time, brother.
We're honored to listen.
That song's probably the. When I was overseas, my roommate, he took his life a few years later, which that's what that song's about. Just kind of raising awareness for suicide. And I've had a few, you know, since that song's been out, I've had veterans reach out to me, like thanking me for, like, you know, just not a lot of people like to talk about that kind of thing. Especially veterans talking to civilians. It's kind of hard as well for that to happen because it's not their fault. They don't understand that kind of thing. When it comes to that. But yeah, this song, it means a lot to me, and it's very difficult to write, but I feel like it's doing a good thing for the veterans out there.
All right. We have Andrew Wooten and East of Jupiter.
On. this heart of stone, I hope you find your way home.
It's not meant to be. I mean, that's got so much listenability to it, and I don't know if that's in the right world. It just pulls you in with the story, and it's an important story. And where do you get most of your, I'm going to call it drive, but where do you get most of the passion that you have to make your music?
A lot of it just comes from life experiences, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, having a divorced family, moving around a lot, coming from nothing and kind of making my own kind of way. And then through the military and just through all kind of experiences, man, I just draw from, I guess writing music is kind of is very therapeutic for me. It's my way of, you know, healing things in my life that I've had to heal myself. And that's where all that passion kind of comes from, I believe, anyways.
Well, I know when people start picking apart other people's music and where it comes from, it's like sitting down on the couch of a psychologist and, you know, what's the dynamics of this? And I know other people can reach into your thoughts, but I like getting the exact, I don't know, the phrasing from people who have done the work. And so you've put your work into it. You're doing amazing things down in the southern part of the country. And like I said, people are running to hear your music. I just think it's awesome for you. What's been the thing that has been your biggest holdback when it comes to getting your music out?
In the past year has kind of been, the biggest hurdle that I dealt with earlier on was confidence. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was homeless for a couple of days. I didn't have nowhere to go. And then it's my ex-wife now, but me and my ex-wife at the time had to kind of scramble and find somewhere to live. And going from, you know, I was a combat engineer in the Marine Corps and did a couple years overseas. So going from that to working at this stock room at Walmart was kind of very depressing to me. And, you know, kind of just those next few years, I just really dug into the music and dug into writing and just kind of got lost in that. And but just slowly building my confidence. I had a good support. I had a good, really good close friend that was with me along those ways. And he talked to me a lot. And I would literally send him 5 or 6, 7 recordings every night. And that just over time just built up my confidence. And that was kind of my biggest hurdle, though, was getting over that.
Awesome. And again, we're putting the link up.
Oh, sorry.
I just want to say real quick, again, we're putting the link up that shares. If you are with, if your comments aren't being registered as a real human being, it says Facebook user. If you click on the link that I have up on the page now, in the feeds, that will let people see your name, and that's all that does. We're not, they won't send you any mail, they won't come after you for anything. That just lets people know that who you are if you want to be shout out here. Again, we have we've had hundreds of people cycle through tonight's show already. Wes Peterson, Geraldine Arnold. I've seen Geraldine a couple times over the last couple of weekends. She's becoming one of those favorite weekend. I don't know if how we have control of it, but one of those Facebook badges that says you're amazing for us, because you are. Thank you for everyone that comes and shares, likes, comments. All these are important to getting our stuff going, but it also is important because the people are going to see Andrew's materials on this show. There will be some links that we get to connect with that, and then even Brandy and her, what she does in this world with her podcasts and her life mission. Everyone gets to see these things. So do your part while you're on the show tonight. We greatly appreciate it.
I know. I was thinking that YouTube link, and then you put it up. So I've been watching on the YouTube link as well. I want to talk about this too. So we have YouTube, which you can find our live shows, the video shows. From every week. It's not in order, so beware, but we're trying to get someone on board to straighten that out for us. But we also have a radio station.
Cutting the stuff and
thank you.
So yeah, I was talking about Access Radio. There is an app. Jonathan and Mark were actually discussing this week. You guys kind of determined that using the app, I think, has better sound. You can also find it online if you don't have your phone handy or you can't do the app on your computer or Chromebook. You can do that. But we are trying to push people to our YouTube. And I didn't get it on here yet because I didn't even download or upload last week's show yet. But I'm trying to figure out a little Rumble as well. So it's on Rumble if you want to watch our show. Access Radio, however, we focus on our veteran musicians. And Wes, we don't have Andrew on there yet, but we will be getting his music. Some of our more recent musicians and artists, we don't have them on yet because our person took a little break. So we'll be getting all that on. I mean, it's going to double, like the music that we have on there right now. We really, really want to be the biggest veteran and first responder music artist station in the world. So we're working on that. Those of you that can hear us that have new music that have been on the show, send us your new music because we haven't heard it or we haven't gotten a hold of it yet. So that's coming up.
It's interesting because Wes Peterson said, I'm thinking I have a new playlist, Foots Tapping. And Wes Peterson, yes. Go check out Andrew Wooten. Check out everything that he's doing. But if you want a little something, another variety, and it feeds your patriotic and veteran and first responder soul, we do have WP3 Radio that has, and like Andrew said, almost all of our musicians. We have over 90 veteran and first responder musicians in our network, and all their music is there. Plus, you know, Coffee Anderson with Mr. Red, White, and Blue and other songs like that that are, you know, our patriotic anthems of this country. So thank you all. Thank you, Andrew, for being here. But thank you all for your investment in what the people's oh, my goodness. Did I have a stroke tonight? For I can't read a freaking clock and I can't get here and speak on the normal way.
Well, if your clock tells the right time, it's easier, I suppose. I don't know.
Gosh, dang it.
I don't know. So we should. Peterson, do you have something in mind? Are we moving to another? So Peterson usually does this.
I'd like to hear more about Brandy.
Yeah, there we go.
I have a triple limb salvage. I was a victim of medical malpractice when I was in the Air Force. I was air evac from Ramstein. It's a really, really long story, but either way, I try to advocate as much as possible because I know what it's like to be homeless too. When I was air evac'd, I was not deployed, so a lot of people would not house me. They're basically like, yeah, you were air evac'd, you were in a wheelchair, you had triple limb salvage, but you weren't deployed. We can't help you. And so for me, that's why I wanted to run for Miss Veteran America as well, is because they raise funds for homeless women, veterans, and their children, which is a huge demographic that we need to do better. It's like, I guess, veteran community in general to help. So that's why I'm so thankful that I can do what I can through my podcast. But I also, like I said, I do write about alternative medical treatments like ketamine infusion therapy, flotation therapy, and alpha stimulator therapy. And I've gone on presidential candidate Joe Jorgensen's Ladies for Liberty podcast to advocate on things that women veterans really need. And we still continue, to have that huge need to fight for. So I have a lot of interesting adventures. So I know Andrea had said that, you know, you had seen me online. Yeah, I have some interesting adventures. But at the end of the day, I like to diversify and empower women wherever I go. And so I guess I look at it like, if I can show them through my experiences and me doing it, that it's okay to be different, it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to suffer in silence, you know, maybe others will want to follow suit, I guess.
Oh, that's awesome. We did get into a string early on of female veterans, and we're about 2.5 years we're into this so far, maybe a little bit more, almost three. And it's awesome because that contingency has grown and united, and there are a lot more options. Our first few women that came on, there weren't a lot of options. It was, you know, get what you can, find what you can. And now there are many. We see more and more women's support groups come up. So that is very cool to see that growing as well.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, the Battle Buddy app, too, I love that we had Donna Quach on our show. And she created an app for veterans in need, and especially.
We know she'll be back because it happens, right? Here she comes. Audio. Randy, nice to have you on the show.
We have a bunch of new first-time listeners on tonight. We're having a... Try it again, Brandy.
Sorry. I've never had this many issues on one podcast. I apologize.
You're fine. How many live ones do you do? Maybe that's the difference. Uh-oh, lost her again.
Oh, shoot.
And it happened. What do? You don't do nothing. You just get through it, and you're fine, Brandy. So we'll let Brandy sort out what she got going on there technology-wise, and that's fine. Andrea, is that a new hat? I don't remember seeing such a nice, pristine Crest hat that you can actually look at and read.
I feel like you're poking at me just a little bit. I have this great big Crest logo of the People's Patriot Project, which if you're not careful, it goes in and looks like a dimple, like a green dimple.
She's saying dimple, folks, dimple.
That's what it was a saying. Little dimple. But I like it. Peterson hates it. I needed something to wear tonight, so I decided the visor was the way to go.
That is definitely valid. I may have called it the nipple hat before, though.
Inverted. It's kind of inverted, just so you know.
I bless their hearts. I would have never put that product out in the world, but they handed it to me and they're like, yeah, this is for free. I'm like, oh my goodness. I would have never shown anyone the hat. That's nice. It doesn't look terrible from 100 miles away, just so you know.
Right.
100 miles away.
Just need to trust me sometimes, Peterson. Trust me.
You.
Yeah.
Randy, I'm sorry you're stuck in that situation of watching anything with the National Fledgling League or whatever that's called.
Oh, geez. Oh, boy.
I personally, and again, this is just my world, I stopped watching the NFL a couple of years ago. They stopped to forget that they're just entertainers, and they thought that we needed to hear all their views in life, and I don't need to hear anyone's views in life. Go play with your ball, and I'll just watch
college. I can't hate the Packers too much, though. The reason why, there's actually a reason, is my mom made fun of me when I was running for Miss Veteran America, and she goes, right to the Packers. They're never going to
I want to hear this story.
Yes.
I feel like Packers. I agree with it already.
No, Packers are like our sworn enemies. We need good reasons to to like them better.
But no, basically what they did was, this is like the worst. They actually donated a Centennial team signed football, and we did like a raffle for them. But being from Wisconsin, like, you don't know who's going to go to a raffle that you have. Like, that's like the risk. And I didn't really think about it because I live in Texas, right? So I went home and we raffled off this football because my mom, she didn't believe that they were going to send me anything. It actually went to, the winner was named Crazy, and it was wildly valuable. And a lot of people wanted to bid for it, so we raised a lot of money for homeless women veterans. So I can't hate on them too much because I wrote to all of the people in the league, all the teams.
Well, so, and that's an interaction that, especially over in Green Bay and Wisconsin, as much as we make fun of them, and I'm sure they make equally as fun of the people from Minnesota. Just good people. They're good people over there, man. They're just, that's what it comes down to.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's, you know, you asked, or you didn't ask, but you made the statement, who would show up to something like this? It would be Blatt's drinkers, Schmidt's drinkers, and cheese eaters. That's what,
and the Lineys. You forgot the Lineys.
The Lineys. And if you have a meat raffle, everybody in a 100-mile radius will show up.
Or the Lou Rufus dinner with like the fish
at Smelt Fry. Or a smelt fry.
Oh, yeah. Don't
Turn it off. I do, and this is my favorite barley beverage does come from Wisconsin, and New Glarus has, which is a brewery in Wisconsin, has the most amazing, it's called Spotted Cow, and it is my favorite. You can't get it anywhere except for Wisconsin. So Wisconsin's just about 40 miles that way from me, so every once in a while I got to take a drive over to, it's less than 10 miles from Andrea.
When I was raising money for homeless veterans, when I was running for Miss Veteran America, the one thing that was funny was that all of the bikers didn't believe there was a thing called beer bread, which I don't know if you guys have it where you're from, but beer bread is totally a thing where I'm from with chili, especially like venison chili. And so like they actually would pay like $10 or $20 a loaf for me to bake them beer bread, because you put a whole bottle of beer in one loaf of bread. But bikers wanted to support, and it was COVID, so everything was shut down. So I had to be very creative in the people that I would market to. And I would make like origami flowers for them to bring to their old ladies, because the wire would bend and they could loop it on a saddlebag. But yeah, I made a ridiculous amount of beer bread. Blah. True story.
So you're showing, and I'm totally joking when I say this, that there's value to people in Wisconsin, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, definitely.
People. Okay. There's some good ones. There's some good.
The girls are better shots than the guys usually. Don't tell anybody I said that.
I mean, there's value to people in Wisconsin, but then we start talking about Iowa, and that's a whole nother story.
Peterson, I will poke you in the nose so hard. I will. I might get you in the shin first, and then I'll get you in the nose.
Yeah.
Let's just keep these conversations up north, all right?
Yeah, I agree.
Truth of the matter is there's amazing people everywhere, and I do know there's amazing people in Iowa. I'll find them someday. And then Wisconsin as well. But I used to work for the team over here that wears the purple, and we always had two border battles a year. And those competitions were always unique and different, and had to deal with those pieces many times. And so it's a good competition amongst the neighboring states. Maybe someday we'll get to play the Iowa professional football team, but until then, I guess we'll just wait.
You are one. Where's the Wyoming professional football team if we're going to take
Denver?
Right. I think the Iowa team might be in Dallas, so that's okay. That's okay.
Andrew, yes, as my voice cracks, tell us about Goodbye Carolina.
So that one's about pretty much going through a divorce, just kind of closing that chapter, realizing that that's not going to work out, and that's pretty much the gist of that song. Just saying goodbye to my home and to what was. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's what.
This is Goodbye Carolina by Andrew Wooten.
Thanks for playing.
Lost in due time. Mountains that I've climbed have fallen to the side. The echoes of my past never really last. Heart, take it all away from here. In these circles we ran, tie some knots I gave you over again. So take away this pain, show you who I really.
you've got some pretty amazing compliments here. I mean, you're being compared to Whiskey Myers. I mean, they're...
My mom actually loves that song. She loves country.
Oh, Andrew slipped out.
Oh, he slipped away. Okay, is there a term? This is what I was going to ask him. Because one of our friends that was in Nashville with us did that, where they slide into that, like, gravelly. Is there a term for that?
We can hear you, Andrew.
Did you ask me a question?
I wanted to ask you, is there a term for, like, when you drop into, like, that gravelly kind of voice?
Yeah. Is there a term for it? Not that I know of. Other people call it raspiness or whatever, but
yeah,
gravel tones. Well,
gravel tones. Gravel
tones. And, you do a great job with your gravel tones.
Learned that from listening to a lot of Brantley Gilbert, and to getting forced to sing at smoke pit parties every weekend. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's because you know how all them rowdy Marines are, man. So I had to be louder than all of them. So that's where I got it.
That's exactly where I got it.
My love the gravel tones, huh, Eichmann?
I'm going with it. Going with it.
We are going to change the music industry here at WP3, and it'll be. There's a ton of stuff in the works, and it's including some of the people that Andrew Wooten rubs elbows with. Some of those Southerners are working with us to get some tour stuff working on down south, and we've got some ideas and working into Texas. We got some ideas moving into the Carolinas area, and so hopefully when this is all said and done, we get a chance to showcase you in this mission as well, Andrew. And I mean, we're deep into the planning of WP3 Nashville takeover right now as well, again, and you will always be invited to that as well, Mr. Wooten, just so you know. That's just what we do. And so, gosh, what an amazing. What's next for Brandy Pett?
We're going to be doing the special podcast at Grunstyle headquarters. That's going to be next month. We're doing that on the 23rd, I just had Bossell, they just let me know, and then Discovery Education, they're gonna put it on their international platforms for their curriculum for students and teaching. So I'm pretty excited about that. I have the last surviving, or the last active surviving Rosie the Riveter, Mae Cryer, is coming to San Antonio, and she is going to ride tanks with me at Drive Tanks in Uvalde. And she's pretty excited to take the tank assault course at 98. So I'm pretty excited about all of that.
Yeah. They when they bump into things, it either does nothing or it does a lot. And that's
I think we might just do like the ride around the exotic game ranch, not necessarily the assault course, but either way, she wanted to go. So I mean, who am I to refuse Rosie the River?
Why do you argue with anyone that wants to do something like that? That's for sure something that has to happen. Grunstyle, we just had Timothy on our show just recently, and he's doing amazing things and in getting the message out. And he's one of the owners of Grunstyle, and no one can argue Grunstyle is one of the leading t-shirt groups out there that is getting the message out for our veterans for the most part. And I know they do dabble in the first responder world as well. I have several screens up. I was going to click it. This was Timothy Jensen's feature on our, but that's the wrong screen.
Yep. I'm going to be seeing him soon as well. Tiffany Orner, she actually was there when the PACT Act was passed with the Grunstyle Foundation. She's going to be a guest host that day as well. So she's going to be either coming down or coming and joining us virtually. But we're pretty excited about all of this.
That is exciting stuff. Gosh. And then we have the one and only Mr. Shad Turner. Skip. He was one of the originals with WP3 and got our show up and going with us the first time. And in fact, you'll see in some of our intros and stuff, you'll still see Shad. And and some of his graphics in our works. And Shad has got If Navy Man Can, which is we will help you veteran business down in the Houston area. And he takes care of a lot of veterans on there as well. Good to see you, Shad. Randy's new to us tonight, and he has actually been doing amazing as someone who's stepping in and just being part of the crowd. And we appreciate that. I don't even want to try to say your last name. It's
Guidry.
Is it Guidry?
What is it?
Guidry.
Is that one of your people down in Louisiana?
Formerly from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
He's headed a little further north. He's in Arkansas now.
So we do have another good friend and brother from Louisiana. His name is Stephen John, spelled S-I-M-O-N. And this hillbilly from Wyoming, that's me, is not capable of understanding when you say Simon with the French vernacular, I'm assuming from the deep south. That's Samo, not Simon. And he taught us that. He's transplanted Nashville and working rigs, but we'll definitely get Simon John back on. Simon John.
There we go. Samo.
Back here again, and make sure that he gets you guys would love his music too.
One of the wildest podcast moments happened in Louisiana last year.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it was for a veteran fight card and Two Live Crew. And Mr. Mix is actually an Air Force veteran, by the way, saying live into the cage. And then I interviewed them just after they actually walked out of the cage. And they performed a song for Major Pain. Yep, I was there.
I was pretty sure I was at that fight event, too.
Yep, I was the one that was dressed like the slutty Captain America. Yeah, that was me. Oh. I didn't know I was working that day.
You didn't know you were working, and that's your outfit choices. And that's awesome. all of us need some of that in some part of our life at some point. So,
yeah, it was with Ricky Foles. Yep. It was the After the Mission nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Yep, and they actually donated all their after a show performance to actually that nonprofit, which I thought was really cool. And we got Tony Landry to come down. So it was pretty interesting. I'm actually out of Texas. So it was a little bit of an adventure. I didn't know the roads go like this, like in the swamps. So that was an adventure.
There's not too much up and down where I'm from. It's all just down. We're very flat over here.
Pretty much everywhere you are. That was his college claim.
Do that anywhere.
I think there's places you can everywhere.
No, you can drive through and get it, but you can't drink it while you're in the car.
Yeah, like I'm gonna say right. It's universally frowned upon. It's just more or less likely to get in trouble in certain places.
Right.
Could be it.
What's next for Mr. Wooten?
I got a new that Aerie song that's coming out next month on Valentine's Day. I've never wrote a song like that one before. I'm happily in a very good, healthy relationship right now in my life. She's amazing. She actually did the album artwork of East of Jupiter. She hand painted that album artwork. So, and I actually raffled that off. Well, I didn't raffle it off, but I did like if you pre-save it, you put your name in a pot, so I had a veteran one, he won that album cover. So I thought it was very fitting. Nice. Yeah. Aries is coming out next month. And then I have my first ever full studio album will be out sometime in the spring. I already got them all recorded. We're just working through some of those songs.
That's amazing. You're putting it out there fast and quick. I wish we could have played Aries tonight, and we'll have to have you back on and make sure we get that all tightened up, squared away beforehand in the future. But we appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on here. You know, thank you for doing all that. And thank you. It's nice to meet you, Brandy, as well. You got cool things. You seem like you got a lot of funny stories that you tell. But y'all are all doing amazing things. So I appreciate y'all.
We're going to play On the Day after we get through our recap here. Anything you want to say about On the Day?
That was my first ever love song I wrote. So it's kind of an old Hank Williams kind of vibe. Very different for me, but it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Eichmann, anything in closing?
I think I want to thank these guys for coming on. You guys are you're awesome guests, and I feel like you brought friends along, and that's very cool. Jonathan did a great job tonight. Thank you. And Peterson, thanks for the compliments. I'm feeling a little more confident that Jonathan and we could handle this.
I have no doubt in my mind you guys can handle this.
I'm sure she could too.
No, you guys did amazing tonight in covering my tail, and the just weird stuff happened, and it is what it is. Jonathan, anything in closing, brother?
I'd just like to tell everybody, you know, something I wrote this weekend. I've seen it a few times, but you go through things in life and you look at it and you say, oh, this is a terrible day or whatever. Well, we all have terrible days, and we've all had terrible days in the past, and we're all going to have terrible days in the future. But the point is all your terrible days to this point, you've made it through. So who's to say you're not going to make it through the rest of them? So keep your head up, man. Terrible days happen. And if you need to talk to anybody to help you get through it, I'm sure Mark, Andrea, People's Patriot Project, myself, sure Andrew and Brandy wouldn't mind taking a phone call to help somebody out too. You know, we just got to stick together and get through this.
Yep.
100%.
That's why we're doing podcast podcasts, just for that reason, just so we can expand our networks. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize.
No, you're fine. That's get your word out, sister. And you know, the amazing fun part with what Jonathan is saying is it's not an astronomical number, but you know, there's 50,000 nonprofit organizations in our country that are helping veterans and first responders. Number's 46,000, some. Roughly, you know, I'm going to say, sorry, brothers and sisters, 90% of those organizations are not getting the job done. Great. Because of resources, because of lack of motivation. I don't know what the reasons are. They're not my reasons, so I don't really worry about them. We do need to have the ones that are boots on the ground, moving forward progressively, showcased and out there. And so that is why we are here, the People's Patriot Project, to showcase those organizations, to make sure everyone knows that they exist. There is a time and place where we are going to show there are no cracks here. We are here, and we're going to make sure our brothers and sisters know that we are here. That's why we have our egomaniac type green that we have on our branding. You will see us. We're not hiding. We will be front and center, and we will make some noise doing this. And so real quick, we do have a campaign going on. We put this out a couple weeks ago. It is not, and I'm not butthurt over this, but we're not getting the number of people that I thought should be involved in this. In fact, now I don't even see the, oh, there it is. We've asked everyone to do a buddy check, for the most part, one buddy check a day, where you're reaching out to someone, you put it on a calendar to remind yourself. And we have a whole narrative that goes along with this, but I am not seeing that it's in our notes right now either. So but the bottom line is we want to make a movement. We want to make a wave. Each one of us are a drop in the bucket, but when all the drops are combined, you are an ocean. We are an ocean. And this does not have a political message. This message is about just taking care of our brothers and sisters. And so call and reach out to those that are close. We had a discussion about, well, how do we phrase this? Because we said someone in your life, we said someone in your contacts. If you've lost contact with people that were important to you during your service times as a veteran or a first responder or an enlistment person, reach out to them. Those brothers and sisters need to hear it. And we do ask you to do it by a six pack, but this challenge is just doing it one a day. The amazing thing is I know and we've seen, we've reached out to over 20,000 people just in the WP3 network, but it's not getting the job done. We're still losing by the marketing number 22 a day. That number does get as high as 100 a day. We've lost 6,000 veterans a year for the last 20 years straight. That is statistically proven and is a documented number. 6,000 veterans a year for 20 years. Anything in closing, Brandy?
I was going to throw out, too, I forgot to say, next weekend's guest so far is Clayton Q. Clayton Quinsbury will grace us with his presence next weekend. We're not a speaker guest yet, but that will happen probably in the next day or two. So keep an eye out. I'm sure you'll catch our promos and see who will be joining Clayton next weekend.
Brandy, you got anything in closing, dear?
It's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to suffer in silence. Reach out if you need. There's nothing wrong, nothing to be ashamed of for not being what you feel you need to be. You know, be your own best advocate. You know, I apologize. Right. This is like the worst I've ever had signal on one podcast. Of course, that would happen. I apologize, you're guys. Your own best advocate, I guess, at the end of the day. That's what I have to say. And Andrew Rutan, my mom is a huge fan of yours, so keep that up. Thank you again for coming on and doing it with me, guys.
Making it work.
But it was an honor. And, I mean, please reach out. I guess I am the Veteran Podcast, or me personally, if you need anything.
Love it.
I'm going to put that out there one more time. I put it early in the show, but it is Brandy Pett. I'm going to put it separate, but... I'm going to put it out there. I am the Veteran Podcast, and you can
find her. Yes, I am the Veteran. Yes.
There we go.
Mr. Wooden, anything in closing?
Thank you all so much for having me on here. I appreciate it. And it was also nice to meet you, Brandy, as well. Some of the best advice I got when I went into the military, and it's very simple, was just keep your head up. And no matter what you're going through in life, you never – somebody else is probably going through something equally or what. And you're not alone. And that's just the biggest thing I like to get across, is you're not alone. And I think just by knowing that, I think we can hopefully try to reduce that 22 a day. Yeah, just
absolutely.
Keep your head up. And if you like what you heard, you can go follow me on Spotify. That helps out a lot. That's the best way to support. I appreciate y'all for having me and playing the music on here tonight.
You've all been a blessing. We greatly appreciate you. We've got Andrew Wooden with his first time love song on the day.
On the day that I met you, I knew I would not forget you, and the way you made my heart melt that day. And oh, eyes, and the way you make me shy, I know I want to spend the rest of this life with you. I'm glad.